Good morning, Chester AOP, devotional podcast, Isaiah 55. Let's go.
Choose each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We are in Isaiah 55. We'll be today and tomorrow jumping around and jumping ahead in Isaiah 53 yesterday, 55 today and tomorrow, because there's so much in 55 and the prophecies that I just can't cover it all in one devotional podcast. So here we go. Verse 1 of Isaiah 55 is what the Lord says. Come, everyone who is thirsty, come to the water, and you without silver, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without silver and without cost. Why do you spend silver on what is not food, and your wages on what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and you will enjoy the choicest of foods. Pay attention and come to me. Listen so that you will live. I will make a permanent covenant with you on the basis of the faithful kindness of David. Since I have made with him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples, so you will summon a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you will run to you. For the Lord your God, even the Holy One of Israel, has glorified you. Man, this is an incredibly important passage and wonderful promise of the book of Isaiah, where God says, come to me all who are thirsty. Come and find water. It reminds us of Jesus in Matthew chapter 10, where he talks about coming to me all who are weary and heavy laden. Actually, Matthew chapter 11. I've been all over the place. Luke, Matthew 10, Matthew. It's actually Matthew 11, where Jesus says, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's the same promise. God is calling, and a gracious invitation here. He is inviting to himself all who are thirsty. Now, as is typically the case in the Bible, we have to think about invitations both as gracious and commands, because you remember that this is coming from the Lord. This is the Lord of glory's word. This is the creator of the world's word. Come to me, he says, everyone who is thirsty. When Jesus calls his disciples to follow him, he says, come and follow me. When he says to those who are weary and heavy laden with the burdens of this life and the burdens of the law in Matthew chapter 11, Jesus says, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest from those burdens. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so we walk with him in faith, and he carries the brunt of the burden. In fact, he carries all of the burden for us, and he did on his cross. And so it's a gracious invitation to those who are tired and worn out, and those who are thirsty, and those who are hungry and do not have the silver, they don't have the works that they need to buy their own food, to buy their own righteousness. And so Jesus says, come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest. Come to me and I will feed you. Come to me and I will refresh your soul, right? That's what Jesus says to the woman at the well in John chapter 4. For if you knew who it was asking you for a drink of water, you would have asked him for a drink of water. And he would have given you the water that wells up to eternal life, living water. And so Jesus is graciously inviting. But it's also the Lord of glory commanding us to come. Right, so every person within the sound of the voice of this podcast, but every person who's ever heard the gospel has received a command from the King of Glory to come into relationship with him. I use this illustration at my house a lot, or I've used it before, but certainly at my house as well. When we make dinner for our children, my wife or I make dinner for our children, we put that dinner on the table. And so we will tell our children, come and eat. Well, it's a gracious invitation. Our children didn't do anything to earn that food. They just simply were born. They didn't do anything to earn it, right? They could have been in a really bad attitude or been really angry with us, but we still made dinner for them, and it's a gracious act. We took the time. We took the effort. We sacrificed our own selves. We sacrificed our time. We sacrificed our money to make a meal that's appetizing to the children. We make it, put it on the table. It's going to nourish them. But you also know that when Dad says come to eat, he means come to eat. There's no questions about, I'll be there in a little bit, or let me finish doing this. No, you come to eat, and that food is on the table. There's a command to come, and there are consequences if you don't come, right? You don't get to eat. And so Jesus is saying here, well, God is saying in Isaiah 55, but Jesus also then picking up this same idea says, come to me. There's a gracious invitation, but there's a command. You've got to come to Jesus in faith. We've got to come to the Lord through Jesus Christ. And then he says, I've made a covenant with you. I made an eternal covenant with you through a permanent covenant with you through the basis of the faithfulness of David. And of course, we know that in the New Testament, Jesus is the son of David. He is the one who fulfills the covenant that God made with David. And so based on the faithfulness of Jesus, you and I have an eternal place in the presence of God, not because we've done anything, but because he, as our representative, has done everything for us. And so this incredible invitation and command to come is on the basis of the finished work of Jesus Christ and the faithfulness of Jesus and his life, death, and resurrection. That's the only hope we have. And so let me just encourage you and challenge you. Why are you going out spending your money on everything else? Why are you going out trying to do all these other things? Come to the one who will provide for you and who loves you more than you know, who has provided a way for you to come and has given you the gracious invitation to come and eat and be fed, to come and drink and be refreshed. And he's made a permanent covenant with you through the representative, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God for that. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
You carry me close to your heart, and surely your goodness and mercy will follow.